Well, God bless you, dear friend. I want to thank you so much for responding with a miracle seed. And I pray that you have been blessed by the word that God gave me to you and the word that you've got a chance to listen to that I have emailed to you. Prepare your heart, prepare your mind, prepare your soul, because the prophets are going to be coming forth to give you the word of the Lord. It is truly an honor and a privilege. And I cannot even express how grateful I am to your obedience. You know, there's something about obedience that brings forth the miraculous. There is something when we move in faith, something begins to happen on our behalf. When we heed the word of the Lord and we move in faith, because number one, obedience is the only way God can guarantee our outcome. Number two, you have the right to everything that you've obeyed. And number three, obedience is an action and not a confession. But number four, God will never get involved with disobedience except through repentance. Your act of obedience will cause you to come on the winning side, and you're going to see change that is going to be visiting thee for the next year and a half, and God is going to bring good things and large quantities into your life, and he's going to touch an area of your life that you're going to have a chance to become a winner out of that. Change is about to visit thee for the better. And you're going to see that for the next 18 months, God says, I bring presence unto thee. God says that he's going to even begin to increase you financially. Oh, get ready for checks and money to start showing up for thee. And also, the Lord says, you're going to grow and you're going to learn. You're going to obtain higher things of the Spirit. And the Spirit of the Lord says, whatever you put your hands to, he says he'll bless it. So as you listen to the whispers of the Holy Spirit, the Lord will say unto thee that you're going to come into your season of an awesome and a mighty breakthrough. Prepare, because change is about to visit thee. And you will see that the Spirit will bring many opportunities your way. And you're going to grow, you're going to increase, and you're going to prosper. And you're going to see doors of success that shall swing wide open unto thee. Oh, Father says, I got good things that I'm bringing your way, and you're going to benefit from that. Well, you've listened to the word that God gave me concerning you. Now, I want you to begin to relax and listen to the word of the Lord that the prophets will now speak into your life. The Lord says to thee once again, get ready for some remarkable breakthroughs to show up for thee. He's even going to touch your home, and you will know that this is the Lord that has done this thing. It is the Lord that has done this thing, and he's done it out of your obedience. Prepare your heart, prepare your soul for a major breakthrough. I prophesy, and I speak to the north, the south, the east, and the west, that favor will come unto thee. I prophesy a new anointing over your life. I prophesy mastery over your life. Thank you, and God bless. This is Prophet Berrien. Peace. Now listen to the word of the Lord from the other prophets. God bless.
Be met.
God bless you. I hear the word of the Lord saying something about security, but God says that he's placing a fence of protection around you. God says for you to be aware of your surroundings. I'm hearing God say that there's going to be much that you shall see. God says that there's much joy coming, and I'm hearing God says that you're going to be comforting a family member, and God says that you are one that that someone will listen to. And that is the word of the Lord.
God bless you. I just hear God saying that you have a unique name, and God saying that there is a change coming on the horizon. God says, begin to walk and know who you are and walk in the strength of who He's created you to be. And you are going to see the power and the glory, the greater glory that shall come forth yet even in the days to come. So God says, begin to prepare your heart and your mind and your spirit for His truth and for the word of the Lord that shall come forth out of you and that shall come forth through you. And that's the word of the Lord.
God bless you. I hear the word of the Lord say to you today, make up your mind and stand by your choices. Father God says, do not waver back and forth. Father God says, this is the season of new confidence, new self-esteem. I do hear Father God saying, get the medical physical, for Father God says, you're doing a new thing in your body. God says, laughter is returning to your heart as well as your home. And Father God says, He's placed a hedge of protection around you and the family. And that is the word of the Lord.